of people's faces, at least I know in my inner circle as well. So what made you want to come back?
I think, I don't like to use the word unfinished business, but I think there's still a lot to be done. And me personally always want to give back to people and to play, and to where things came from. Without West Indies cricket, who knows where I'd be. So it was always nice to be able to have a chance to go back, but it's a different regime. It's a different management. I work for a different boss now, a boss who wants to see West Indies cricket go far because he's played West Indies cricket. So
that's from the board level.
From the board, and my immediate boss is now Jimmy Adams. So it makes a difference, you know. It's someone who we think alike. It's someone who wants to see West Indies cricket move forward at a rate and knots, as we would say. So it's good to be back.
So what was the biggest problem you think last time from when you left? Because of course a lot of people felt that. You know, they kind of felt hurt mm-hmm. when you had to leave or to see you part ways with West Indies because they saw the work that you did with Ireland as well and, you know, brought them, what many would say with all due respect, from nothing to something. And they right. wanted to see you replicate that for the nations that, you know and love and call home.
Yeah. It's just that where I saw the cricket going and the way I wanted to go there, other people above me didn't see that and didn't want it to go the same way. So. At the time, it just couldn't work, and I think they took the decision that somebody needed to go, and it was me. But that's life.
That's life. Things happen. Do you feel that the cricket then, during that period, suffered on the field from what we saw?
The cricket has been suffering on the field for a long time, so I can't say that it's just that period. I think that things need to happen differently, and things need to be changed, but the cricket has been suffering for too long.
That's true indeed. Well, at least now we can leave the past in the past, of course. And I see a big smile on your face. I know you cannot wait to get right back in the West Indies setup now. A couple of tours coming up, of course, against Afghanistan, a team that you will know very well. And then, of course, against India, which is going to be a big one, a big climb. But I know that a lot of people will be relishing that matchup once again. So do you feel like now there's a clean slate that you can just start fresh with what you've given?
Yeah, I think that it's a clean slate, that we put things on the table. I have a new captain in Kieran Pollard for the white ball cricket, and Jason is still there for the test cricket. And I think it's a new slate. I think we've got to sit down as three individuals and plan how we go forward. Look at, I might have a vision for the team, the captains would have a vision for their teams, and we see how it goes. So it's definitely a new slate, and players also have to understand that it's a new slate, and everybody's got to do their part for this cricket to move forward.
Well, you mentioned, of course, Polly being back, and I know that, you know, I think Lendl Simmons is also back, someone you will know quite well there in that. And just some more faces of experience that we unfortunately haven't seen as much as we would like to have seen in the past. I know a lot of the fans are excited to finally see them back in the West Indies shirt and are genuinely excited now about this mix that we're seeing in the West Indies team, because you have some young promising talent, you know, in the likes of Shea Hope as well, Brandon King coming, Hayden Walsh Jr., yeah. You know, Shimron Hetmyer still there. But then you have the likes of Polly and Lendl back as well. So are you excited? Do you think this is now the best mix that we've had in a while?
I think so. I think in every team, it doesn't matter how many talented youngsters you have to have that little bit of experience. And I think our test team especially has suffered from that for a number of years now. It's a group that are learning together rather than having one teacher in the squad. So it's nice to have that experience and to be able to have that experience on the field. Because it's all right, me and the other coaches telling them, right, this is what you need to do. But sometimes in the heat of the battle and the pressure is on, you need somebody on the field to come and whisper something in your ear to say, well, look, remember what we talk about this. So it's good to have that experience.
And I feel like few names get bigger than Kieran Pollard, because even just this year, IPL, I know I was there and, you know, Polly kind of had to take the reins at the Mumbai Indians, and he was saying himself that he felt like he had something to prove because people were questioning whether he was coming to the end of his career or if he could still throw that magic out there. And they thought that the added stress of being captain might affect his performance, but he kind of thrived on it. So what do you think his biggest asset is, or what he's going to bring to this West Indies team?
I think his a lot of people write him off a lot. I think he tries.
The surprise is Karen Pollard.
Yeah, and I think the pressure always makes him stand up. You know, we look at his career, and every time he's under pressure, he stands up and he shows, well, look, I've had a blip, but I'm back. And I think his experience, just his general experience, but also his, not just the knowledge, but his ability to involve all the players, and in his ability to give players challenges, but at the same time be on their side. So I think that natural leadership is there. So it's something that he will bring. He'll bring a lot to the team.
And apart from, you know, being captain, what do you think his role within the team is like? Because everyone will be looking to him for some runs as well, especially when sometimes West Indies do find themselves needing a lot of runs after a collapse.
Yeah, I think it showed in the T20s with India. You know, he took the reins and he led in those. So that's what I expect from him. He that responsibility of being captain is going to make him want to always be on top of the runs and be doing, leading from the front, let's say. So he's that kind of leader that even though he asks you to do something, it's not something that he wouldn't do or he wouldn't want to do. So I expect a lot of runs to come from him. Hopefully he doesn't get to bat where he's batting much, because the top of the order should be performing now, because they've been around for a while in both those two forms.
Well, before we get into the batting woes, because I know that they have been quite public indeed, and we'll get to that in a bit, but still talking about the captaincy, we just have to touch on Jason, because this is, you know, as we caught up with him just a couple of months ago before the World Cup, and he spoke about when he was first named captain, and it really was a baptism of fire, because he was so young, yet he's really grown with that role, I think many would say, and as Test captain, which is an area that, of course, the West Indies, we want to see us get strong in that test format again. But do you think now with the, I guess, relief of not having to worry about T20 format and the one-day format, that we probably, that it might be beneficial to Jason?
It might be. It's something that he's got to answer, that question. But I think that in the test arena, he has shown, and it took him up. He's now, I think, number one test all around in the world. So he has shown that he has learned a lot in that format, and he is going to continue to lead this team. And now with the experience that he has now, he should be putting more pressure on a lot of the players to perform. So I think his role slightly changes, and he gets to relax in the other two formats. Because at sometimes you could see that mind thinking on the field, and then when it comes to batting, that you know, the pressure is on. So now with him relaxing a little bit more in the other two formats, maybe you see a lot more coming from him in the test matches.
I mean, we've seen him in different circumstances just have to do it all with the ball sometimes, all with the bat sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes we see both, which have been amazing for him to really pull the team in that. Where do you think his best strength is?
I think Jason has shown that he can bat, but I think his bowling is the one that he's going to make any team for. I think he's understanding how to bowl in all three formats, because we have seen in the T20, the CPL, where he got second most or third most wickets. So he's understanding what his bowling brings, and the situation of the game is having him knowing how to bowl. So I think his bowling is a stronger suit. He's going to beg to differ because he likes his batting, but I'm glad to see that the batting is up there too. The score test double 100 is unbelievable, test 100. So it's something that he has to make sure that he doesn't let either one go away, but his bowling is the one that's carrying the mantle right now.
Well, of course, some would say that West Indies bowling is also the one carrying the mantle, because we have to talk about the batting. I know you laugh, but it is a bit of a stress sometimes to watch. And we saw it a bit in the World Cup where, you know, you lose the openers early. It happens. And you want to properly construct an innings, build it. But it sometimes just doesn't happen. Why is that? What do you want to tackle first there? Easier said than done.
I can't answer why is that until I get into it. But I think it's a case of It's more, for me, it's more discipline, because I think that there's all the talent is there, but it's the discipline and the assessment of how you work in the situation that you're given. Because if I'm 10 for 3, I have to bat differently than if I'm 150 for 3. So it's how you work with that situation, and that comes down to more discipline in the situation. And the more we can get players to understand that the discipline to this situation, you have to assess it for yourself. I can't come out there and tell you how to bat every ball. So you have to assess it out there. And I think that's going to bring the talent that we have. It's going to bring the talent forward.
Is that the area that you want to get your hands back on quickly first? Is that first on your checklist?
I think first on the checklist is fitness and fielding. I have said that in all my interviews for the job, because I looked at the World Cup, and I think that in the World Cup, our fielding was not even close to some of the other teams. And I think for me, that boils down to the fact that some of the guys are not fit enough, because after 10, 15 overs, 20 overs, the fielding falls away. We're sharp at the beginning, but we fall away. So I think that is one aspect that has to be dealt with. The batting is about, I think it's a lot more up here than
mental
attitude.
Thing.
Yeah, the attitude to how you want to bat and how much runs you want to score. Because when your Virat Kohli's and your Kane Williams and them go out there, they want to bat for long. They want to score the 150. So we have to have that. We have to get that attitude, and that comes from up here.
Well, speaking, just touching on the fielding, because definitely that was a point of conversation after the World Cup as well. And I remember before the World Cup, we had caught up with Andre Russell, who had said, we know what he can do in the field, because he's quite athletic. And he said that he got to that area by almost doing NFL drills, like NFL football, American football. So how do you tackle it without giving away your secrets too much? But how are you going to tackle that? And how are you going to tackle the mental aspect, like you said, of the batting? Because that sounds like the difficult bit, because that's like man management too.
Yeah, it could be the difficult bit. But I think you've got to get people enjoying what they're doing. And sometimes we look at things as chores. We look at fielding drills, and we look at wanting to do fielding practice as a chore. And when you have to get to the stage where you make guys want to do it because they're enjoying it, and when you get to that stage that they're enjoying it, then it gets better. Because if you're doing something you don't enjoy, if you're in a job that you don't enjoy, you don't really do it to your best. So it's about getting them to start back enjoying batting for long periods, enjoying fielding and the drills you do in fielding, the practice you do in fielding. So I think it's getting that atmosphere around whatever you're doing, a nice atmosphere where people enjoying it.
Well, you know what they say, that if you love what you do, then you never have to work a day in your
life. Exactly.
And that's definitely the atmosphere we'll want. Just have to pick your brain on one topic, because I know people are still asking it, especially after the World Cup. But universe boss, Chris Gayle. 40 years old, but you know, he will tell you that he's 40 going on 25, and he will still play and still can play. And you know, it was, did he retire and unretire? You know, is there still a place for him? Can he still play at this level?
Well, anybody can play at this level, as you've seen Miss Bowl Hawk play till 43.
Can still play well at this level then?
Yeah, Miss Bowl Hawk, Eunice Khan, they all played until 42, 43. Chris wasn't available for this tour. We'll have to see what he thinks, what we thinks, where we going and thing. But it's all in a conversation. You know, when I got the job, I had to fly straight back the next day. So you know, a lot of things still have to be dealt with and ironed out, as you say, and we'll see where that takes us.
And earlier you mentioned, you know, Jimmy, and that is a big name just on and off the pitch, Jimmy Adams. And I know a lot of people were definitely happy to see him working so closely again with West Indies. So just what's so special about him and his plan?
I think the case where Jimmy professionalism showed up in Kent. He took Kent, he had, 5 years at Kent? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot learned from there about how to build you want to say a brand, for want of a better word. And his thoughts, his knowledge, everything is there to help West Indies cricket. And we just have to let him the first couple of years. I don't think he was have to be careful how I say things. I don't think he was as free to do what he wants, you know, as he is now. He's getting more and more freedom. So I hope that he has the ability to express himself and put the things down that he wants to mold our cricket, to show the path for our cricket, you know. So he has a lot to give, and I hope he gets a chance to express himself and give it.
Okay, Phil, so just looking ahead now to Afghanistan, which I think is obviously the perfect matchup for you now, just considering you just left, you know, leading Afghanistan and now back to the West Indies. So what to expect from them? How do you see this matchup?
Well, you expect excitement from them. I think they've shown in the last, 3 years or so that every time they come, there's a fight. You know you're going to have a fight with them. They're not going to lie down and let you beat them. Doesn't matter who you are. But that excitement, they're going to have a lot of support, because anywhere they go in the world, there's support. So we're going to have to play well to beat them. And we're going to have to start well in the first place, because they're home, and every time they're home, they seem to have this invincible feeling, you know. So we've got to start well against them.
They've also got a certain Rashid Khan, who of course gets everybody excited, and I mean, now the number one T20 bowler in the world. Mm-hmm. He also was the youngest cricketer to become the number one one-day bowler in the world. Mm-hmm. And all of this happened under you while you were there at the helm. Did he just always have something special about him, you think?
Yeah, I think, and you know, for our young players at home, I think the most special thing about him is his work ethic, is how hard he works. Even though people see him on the field, you watch him on the field, he works hard, fielding-wise, but he does the same thing in practice. He comes, he works hard, he practices, he wants to bat. Even though he's bowled for 2 hours, he still wants to bat. He still goes and field and practice fielding very hard. So his work attitude, his work ethic especially, was what impressed me the most. But he's just a talent, and the talent with his work is what has got him up there. So at such a young age, it's going to be a handful. It's going to be a handful for us to deal with, you know. But he is one person, and we've got to make sure we find a way to deal with him. But he's a special talent.
And then looking ahead now quickly just to India. I know we don't want to, you'll take it tour by tour, we know that is, but you must have at least one eye on the India tour, because at the end of the day, this is India, you know, this is Virat Kohli and his men. Yeah. So what to expect, you know, from that one, just even if you give it a thought now?
Well, just thinking about it, we went to India, was it last year? Last year we had some one days and T20s and thing in India, and we weren't a mile apart.
Yeah.
We had one game where I think we tied with Shea Hope hitting a boundary in the last ball to tie the game. So we weren't that far apart. So we have to look back at what we did then and see how much we can add to that now, because I'm sure they have added things to their game. So we have to add to what we were doing at that time. And there's still quite a few players from that series involved here. And then you have a few additions, you know, as we said before, is addition Polly. So, you know, we've got to look at what we did then and make sure that we get better from then. Because India is not an easy...
India.
Yeah. India is India. Just put
India.
It at that.
Enough
yeah.
said. Yeah. Exactly that one. But with that said, you said there's now an interesting mix that a lot of people have been excited, because there's some not so new, but new faces back. And then there are some actual new faces in like Ramaryan Shepherd and Brandon King, Hayden Walsh Jr. So which ones do you probably have an eye for? I know you probably pick everyone to shine as you would like, because of course you're a man for the team. But you know, which one do you have an extra eye on that you think this could be a good opportunity for them in either of the tours?
King Ian's been a favorite of mine, because I had him in St. Kitts when I was CPL the first time, and you can see that there's a lot there, but it didn't come out at that time. So he would be one, and Walshy has just shown an enthusiasm not just for the game and not just for playing, but for learning, because I have seen the improvement from the first couple of games he played to the final, you know. So I expect that improvement to continue. What I expect Kingy to come and play as he did in the T20s in the CPL, because he has that confidence now. You know, so those two youngsters are youngsters that you look forward to seeing what they do now. I mean, they still have a lot to learn. It's international cricket now. But if they have a good series against Afghanistan, then it'd be good for them going into the India series if they're selected. So I look forward to seeing the two of them.
I'm excited on those, not to add any added pressure on them, because I've already told them definitely that people are expecting big things from them. And then just another name too that, you know, people still expect big things from, and even Mikey Holding said it recently on Darren Bravo and said that, you know, we must be careful to not let him fizzle out, you know, especially in Test cricket, which is clearly a format that's still so dear to Mikey's heart, you know. So what do you think? Do you still think that we can see the best of him?
I still think that's there. I think that he's had quite a while out of international cricket, out of cricket on the whole. So in a way, I feel that it's good that he's at home. He plays Super 50. He starts to play in the four-day games, the four-day tournament, and gets back that love and that enjoyment of batting, that feeling that I want to stay here and bat for 2-3 hours. I want to stay here and bat for the day, because that's what he was like before. But as we said before, if you're not enjoying something, you can't do it. So I want him to go back to Super 50s and then start enjoying batting again. And I'm sure he will come back to this level, maybe even brighter than he was before.
To touch a little bit on Sunil Narine, because again, I mean, people still get so excited to hear his name. Unfortunately, because of the bowling action issues, you know, we haven't seen him as much as we would like in a West Indies shirt. So, you know, what needs to be done for him to just get back at that level, do you think? Is it a bit more mental now?
No, I think Sunil's only problem why he's not involved is because his finger is in a bad way, and I think he comes up next week to have it assessed and know whether he needs an operation or what he needs. I think barring that, we would have possibly seen him back, because it kept him from playing a lot of the CPL, and he played the last two games in extreme pain. So I think other than that, mentally he's still up there. We see it in IPL, we see it in CPL. Mentally he's still there. So I think it's just barring the injuries where he's not around.
And then now just looking ahead, and I know you're just getting started and you still have to iron out things, but let's look all the way ahead to next year now, because World T20, and people are going to think of you as you were there last time that the West Indies won it, you know, so triumphantly. And still to this day, when people see the West Indies step out there in a T20, it's probably the one format that they're looked at as the giants in, you know, especially with the heavy hitters and just amazing fast bowling too that we seem to get back now. So any expectations there? Have you thought of it, you know, any at all? Is there pressure, you know, of being defending champions weighing on you?
There's always pressure, but defending champions just add to the pressure. But it's nice, and that's where we start now. T20s against Afghanistan, the T20s against India. That's the start of the preparation for World Cup. It doesn't start in June, July, it starts now. So we've got to start to formulate how we play cricket like that. Different atmosphere, different grounds, different wickets. But if we have a formula of how we play and how we develop a formula to win T20 games, then it will transform itself to whichever part of the world we go. So that has to start now. We have to start. And a lot of it is down to the captain, how the captain sees his team playing, because he's the one who has to adjust them on the field. He's the one who has to make things happen on the field. So we sit down now and we make sure that people understand that defense of the title in October, November starts now.
Do you still think it's the strongest format for the West Indies?
It still is, easily. I think we need to make sure that some things improve, because T20 is not only about hitting sixes. We can beat anybody if it's just about hitting sixes. So we've got to make sure that all the different aspects, from singles to yorkers to fielding, I come back to fielding again, you know, we are as sharp as we can be by the time we get to, I would say, July, August. Everything's supposed to be in place, ready for the World Cup.
right. Well, before we just wrap up, you know, I just wanted to get your expectations for the West Indies, or what you want to tell the people to look out for now that, you know, you're back.
The first thing I want to tell the people is that in cricket and going from the bottom to the top, there's no miracles. So we have to, you know, be careful of what the expectation is. But at the same time, I want to make sure that we're doing things right. You know, the way how we practice, the way how we feel, the way how we are, the game. I think those are the things that I'm looking to make sure that starts happening now. And once we put those things in place and things are right there, you're going to see the team start to get better and be more consistent. So I think that's where I want to start. But we always have to remember that we are very low down. So it's going to take a while to get back to 3 and 4 and 1 and things. It will take a while, but put things in place and you never know, it might happen quicker than we think.
And if that fails, we'll just put you back in the batting lineup. Phil, thank you so much for chatting with us.
No problem.
Definitely catch up with you again soon.
No, it's been great. Thank you.
Thanks for watching.